Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite. Introducing WonderSuite from bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Before we get into this week's episode, I have a very special announcement. So on September 17th, 2021, we're going to be hosting our first ever live podcast right here in Dallas, Texas. This is definitely an event you do not want to miss. We're going to have a lot of dope people in the audience, and we're going to be joined by special guest Aisha Selden. So if you don't know who Aisha is, she's an amazing real estate investor and entrepreneur, and she's coming out to Dallas to drop a whole bunch of gems for you guys. So definitely make sure you click the link to get your tickets. And please remember, you guys, we only have 30 in-person seats available, and they are selling out fast. So if you definitely want to be in that live audience, make sure you go ahead and get your tickets ASAP. And if you can't make it out to Dallas, then don't worry, we have virtual seats available as well, and those are limited to, you guys, to 100 seats. So definitely make sure you click that link and grab your tickets today before they sell out, and we can't wait to see you guys there.
Gotta get your bread right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier, y'all gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
What's up? Welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, sitting there with the wonderful Deanna. What's good, D?
What's up, Zay? Thank you for that introduction. You know, back from a weeks-long celebrations for your birthday, but it's good to be back in the studio.
It's great to be back. I'm feeling good, man. 28. Feel like a new man, ready to hit new levels, you know. So I'm super excited. And today, before we start, I just want to advise everybody, so please like, comment, subscribe, leave a review, leave a rating. We're trying to get to 10K subscribers on our new YouTube channel. So make sure y'all subscribe. Do all those good things because we definitely appreciate it. Getting right into the show. But before we start, Deanna, she's going to go into our first sponsor of the show.
Yes, sir. So this week's sponsor, as you guys already know, is going to be Commando Athletics. Our guy Eric is having a 6-week challenge out there for those of you who want to go ahead and get your body right. So this challenge is going to start on September 13th, and it's going to last all the way till October 23rd. This challenge, the unique thing about it is it's home-based or in gym. So, you know, you can be really flexible with it. You can do it however you want to. And it also comes with nutrition plans and 24-hour access to your coach. So that is more than enough support to help you reach your goals throughout this week's 6-week challenge. And then the best thing about this challenge is there is a $1,000 cash prize. So if you come to the challenge, you know, you do what you got to do, you show out and you get those results, you have an opportunity to take home $1,000, and who doesn't want free money?
To work out.
Exactly. So you guys, make sure you go over to www.commandoathletics.com, sign up for Eric's challenge, get in the race to win that $1,000 prize, and get your body right.
Yep. And the link is in the description. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you're on YouTube, whatever you're tuning in to this on, the link is in the description. So go to that link right now. You're really trying to get fit, get your body right. Mm-hmm. So getting right into the show. So today, on today's show, we got a very, very special guest. You know, she's a young 19-year-old stock trader, stock investor that's killing it. And I seen all the dope things she's doing. I'm like, let's do it. You know, she reached out to us. Yeah. I checked her out. I'm like, oh, man, I said, she going crazy. I'm like, we got to make this happen. So we super excited to have her on the show. Her name is Kelly OG. So, Kelly, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited to be here. I'm really excited.
It's going to be a great episode. I can feel the energy already.
Good energy. But getting right into it, so for the people who may not be familiar with you, they might have been under a rock, they might have never seen you, do you mind just giving like a background on yourself, like where are you from, just telling the people about yourself?
No, of course. I am Nigerian, right? But I live and was born and grew up in America. And I would say, personally, I'm 19. I'm sorry. My family always makes fun of me because I say this all the time. But I always tell them I'm 19 years old, which is a huge accomplishment to me. Basically, what my business does is we teach you about how to invest in the stock market. It's called Cash Capital Investment Group. We're super profitable. We make people money for a living, so it's the greatest thing you could do on this planet. We have a 95% success rate. But on top of that, on top of creating results and producing results, I also help other people expand their businesses and, you know, just consult them on what they could do better, because I believe marketing is one of the hugest forms of being able to scale just any type of business, you know, whether you're selling water bottles or, you know, running a stock market group. But yeah, that's what we do. This year, I believe we've made our members over $50 million, and that's unrealized because not everyone reports that number to us. But yeah, I would say that's pretty much what I do, is I invest in the stock market. So I run the group, I trade, and I mean, I just live life. That's what I do.
Okay, that's so amazing. So how many members in your group?
You know, it's such a crazy thing, because so the group started out free, and when we were free, we had 7,000 free members, but then we transitioned to paid. And when we transitioned to paid, we didn't like kick out the free members. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't see anything, but we just kind of kept the group because everything was already there and we didn't want to go and rebuild it. So I would say a couple thousand. I would say anywhere from, I would say around 4,000.
Okay, 4,000. Okay. Let's take it back. So what was your introduction into stocks and the stock market? Because you're only 19, so like, that's crazy. So what was your intro? How you get involved in this?
Okay, so it's a funny story. Basically, when I was a sophomore in high school, we had this thing called Cookie Friday. And so you could buy $1 cookies, but it was two cookies for a dollar. And I had a really sweet tooth and I loved cookies. So I would literally go around the entire cafeteria. It was so embarrassing. I would be like, you got a dollar? You know, like that type of thing. And, you know, a lot of people would look at me very crazy. Some people would be nice though and they'd give me the dollar, but I started to realize how embarrassing that was. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I saw my friend and she had, like, every time I would ask her for a dollar, she had one. And I just asked her one day, I said, how do you have so much money? And she was like, oh, my mom told me a woman should never leave the house with less than $20. And I was like, that's so crazy. Because at the time, $20 to me, someone who didn't even have a dollar, that was so much. And that's when I went on YouTube and I was like, how to make money online. And I saw a whole bunch of people were day trading. And I was like, I want to day trade, you know, or whatever this is. And that's when I got introduced into stocks and the stock market. And I was bugging my sister to, like, make an account for me and help me be able to start trading. Or not, I didn't trade at that time. I was just strictly long-term investing. But that was my introduction to just the stock market itself.
Mm. So how old were you when you first started?
I think 16.
So you were 16?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
And I mean, like, out of all the things you could have did online, right, you went for day trading. Like, what made that stand out to you?
It was really just because I saw this guy. His name was Ricky Gutierrez. I think he said he was a 21-year-old millionaire. I don't remember how old he was, but he was killing it. And so, you know, you'd see the online surveys. And so I tried those, and they would give you, like, a couple cents at a time. But for some reason, every time I searched up day in the life of a millionaire or something like that, it was always someone in the stock market. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, you know, I like numbers, stocks is where it's at, you know, that type of thing.
Okay. So, go ahead.
So let's go from there. So you get the stock account going, mm-hmm. you know, now it's time for you to get started. You've been doing some research.
Yeah.
What did those, let's just say those first few months look like for you? Like, because, you know, for the average adult, it takes a really long time for them to figure that out. So yeah. What was that process like?
So this is investing or trading?
Investing.
Okay. So investing, I actually joined a stock market class when I was in high school. So this is now my junior year and I mm-hmm. joined a stock market class. And my teacher, she was a millionaire off of stocks, which was crazy.
That's rare. Yeah. A teacher being a millionaire, that's crazy.
But she was just like, I just teach because I get bored, you know, that type of thing. And I was like, oh, okay. But basically, we had to do, like, set up a fake portfolio with, like, $15,000. It wasn't real money. I wish it was, though. And we had to invest in stocks and build it. Well, my brother had actually told me, he was like, have you heard of the company NIO? And I was like, what is NIO? And he was like, oh, they're Tesla's rival. They're a Chinese EV company, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at them, and they had IPO'd at $12, and IPO'd at $9 or $12. I think when I was looking at them, though, they were around $9 to $8. And I was like, this is a steal. Like, this is Tesla's rival. And at the time, Tesla was like $200. Mm-hmm. And so you have to think in the future, what's going, if Tesla's popular now, there's going to be competition. Yep. So why not invest in that competition? Because I always say, if you're going to invest for the future, invest in the future. Mm-hmm. So for me, NIO was just a no-brainer. And I was screaming to everyone in the class every 5 seconds, like, get a NIO. And by the time I got a NIO, because I was trying to tell my mom too, and she, you know, she wasn't really into stocks because a lot of people hear the stock market and all they think of is the people that have lost money, usually due to miseducation. But she didn't really want to do it. So I was, again, bugging my sister. And then I finally got into NIO at like $5 and I was feeling real good. And then next month, the NIO was probably worth $4. And then for the next like year and a half, NIO ran all the way down to $1. And I was just looking at my account and I was like, I had $200 to my name at that time. And it was either buy one full share of Tesla or buy 50 share. No, was it 50? No, it was buy 10 shares, I think it was, of NIO with $50 because I didn't want to use my entire account. And so that's when I got into NIO and it was just a downward spiral. And I was like, maybe stocks isn't where it's at. You know, that type of thing. But yeah.
Okay, so wait, like, so how did you get that? Because that was just for buying and holding, like investing,
yeah,
right?
That
so
was for buying
where did the trading part come in? That he was like, I'm going all in on this.
Okay, so when I was, this is last year, I was a freshman in college. So it was my first year, and I was still trying to do e-commerce. I was trying to make it work because during the summer it was really profitable for me, and I made a couple thousand. That was huge, and I was just losing all my money to e-commerce. Like I had ads that I didn't know that were still running, and a lot of subscriptions, and they were just draining my account. And at this time, you know, I had no source of income. I'd never had a job or anything like that. So I was just like, oh, okay. But I remember during quarantine, I had a friend who had posted on his Instagram. He was like, oh, I spent $40,000 this month. And he was 19. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, how is he? Like, well, first I had to think, in order to spend $40,000, you have to have $40,000.
Yeah.
You know, so him and his friends were really running it up, and I was doing some investigating because, you know, girls can investigate on Instagram. And I figured out that he was doing something called options trading. So I started to look into it a little bit, but I kind of still, like, wasn't as interested. And then one of his friends had posted, oh, I started with $1,000 in January. Thank God it's July, and I just touched 100K thanks to options. And I was like, okay, what is this thing called trading that's making people my age, you know, so
making
much
money?
Yeah. And then I still didn't really get into it, but I was interested until I saw this video on YouTube. And this guy was like, I tried options trading for a week. And his name was B. Heza, I believe. And he made like $700 in that 1 week, which, you know, that was so much money to me. And I was like, you know what? Let me try and get into options. I still was trying to make e-commerce work because mm-hmm. I'd seen so many people saying, oh, I made 100K a month off e-commerce. But eventually it was to the point I looked at my bank account and it was negative. You know, like Bank of America had texted me and they were like, your account is below $25. And I was like, what? And so like Shopify had come and taken all their subscriptions and it drained my account. And so I went on Robinhood and I had $50 sitting in Robinhood. And I didn't know how to take it out because, you know, I was holding all my stocks. So I didn't know how to take the 50 out and send it to my bank account. And then I was like, okay, well, if I send it to my bank account, it's just going to pay off the negative balance, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to figure out how to trade. And so I spent hours. I mean, I was not sleeping for the next couple of days just trying to learn how to trade. And then when Monday came around, I got into a play and it was $26. And then by Wednesday, my account went from $26 to $400. And then 2 weeks later, it went from $26 to $3,000. So that's when I was like, holy crap, like options is so profitable. When I was telling all my friends, you know, I started posting on Instagram. I was like, you guys need to do this. Like, it's crazy, you know. And I usually was the type of person that would gatekeep information. But, you know, at the time when like I had no money, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to focus on money. I'm not going to chase money because I believe if you chase money, it runs from you. So I started reading a whole bunch of books. And one book was a Gary Vee book. I totally forgot the name. But I even told myself yesterday, I was like, I need to email him because he had talked about how true success comes when you help people because you genuinely want to. Not because you're looking for something in return. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop trying to be like, oh, what is Kelly doing and hiding in secret? I'm going to help everybody because, mm-hmm. you know, I believe that what you give, you will receive. And so if you are giving to people, you know, you'll receive it back. And so it's so crazy to see my success now because that's why I said I wanted to email Gary Vee because in the book, he was talking about all the people who did that and their success. And I was like, you know, I could be one of those stories. But yeah, and then when I got into options, so it was 26 to 3,000 within 2 weeks. And then within 2 months, it was 26 to 27,000. And then, you know, now I've had a bunch of beautiful days in the market and it's amassed, you know, over $100,000 that I've made in the stock market. So
you just went over a lot, but I want to touch on, no, that was dope. That was amazing. But I want to touch on a couple of things. The first thing you said before you started, you were studying. And yeah. I think that's a real important note to touch on because a lot of people, especially today, they hear somebody's success story and they quickly like want to do the same thing, but they don't know how many hours you done put in to learn this shit. Like, so that's very important to study whatever you're doing before you get involved. And secondly is like when I found out we was having you on, I tweeted. I said I got a 19-year-old stock trader coming on this week. She made over six figures trading in the markets. First question, everybody like, damn, that's dope. Everybody like, how much money did she start with? But you touched on it, the $26. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. Like, starting with 20. So what trade did you make with the $26?
It was, I want to Solo. Okay, so basically Solo, it was an EV company. So this is right after Biden had gotten elected, right? Mm-hmm. So he won the election. And
oh, that was earlier this year.
Yeah. Well, this was November 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. So, my bad. No, you're fine. He had won the election or gotten elected, I believe. He became the president elect.
Right.
So basically, it was two ways with the market. If Trump was to win again, you're looking at all social media stocks. You're looking at oil stocks. You know, those types of things, banks.
Yep.
And if Biden was to win, you're looking at energy stocks. You're looking at fuel efficient stuff. You know, all of that. And so when I saw basically what had happened, this is when I decided to start trading. Actually, I checked my other account, which was my sister's account where I'd invested in NIO. And it went from that $50 investment, and now it was worth over $600. So I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, that's like a, I don't know, 600% return or something. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's over 1,000%. I don't know. I can't do the math right now. But, yeah, so I was like, okay, NIO was going up, and then this other electric vehicle company called XPEV was going up. And then Tesla was, of course, doing crazy things. And so it just made sense to me. I was like, okay, what is the next EV company that I could get into? Because right now we're in a bubble, clearly, and everything's going up. So there was this company called Solo, and they had three-wheeled, one-seater electric vehicles. It was the most ugliest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I knew it wasn't going to sustain, but I was like, it's only a matter of time before everyone else FOMOs, basically. And what they call this is a sympathy play. So when you missed out on all the other big ones, you try to go find the smaller ones before they pop off. And so I went and I got into Solo, and it was a penny stock. It was like a $3. And then within 2 days, you know, it caught up and it went to like $7 and then $11, which in options, you know, that's equivalent to like a 400 is like 1,000% return. Like, okay, so today, actually, fun fact, one of my friends, he had $100 in this stock called BBIG, and it only moved $2 today. But because that stock never moves and the way options worked, he turned that $100 into $13,200 today alone. Like, that doesn't even sound real. You know, like, imagine if you put $1,000 in. That's how options work, though. Yeah, because they work off of risk and volatility. Mm-hmm. So the riskier and the less likely it is, the more money you basically make. Whereas, you know, if you had shares, you're making $2 per share. You know, so that's basically why for me Solo popped off so well, was because it never moved, and then it just so happened to be a part of this EV bubble at the time. So it was a matter of time before it did move.
$26. That's crazy, yo. So was you at this time, was you like working a job, or like what's going on?
No, I've never had a job in my life. So that's why, like, my whole life has just been a whole bunch of side hustles and side hustles and side hustles.
Okay.
Just trying to figure out different ways to make money. Because all my friends had money or they had jobs or something.
Okay.
And my parents wouldn't really let me get one because I was still in high school and they didn't want it to be a distraction. So I just had to figure it out.
Okay. So you started making money. So what made you have the mindset of, okay, let me keep trading so I can keep doubling down instead of... A lot of people 19, they gonna like, they see some profits, they like, let me get that.
It's time to take off.
I'm finna go have a ball. I'm finna go have me a good weekend, a good month, having fun. So like, what made you want to say, you know what, I'm finna see how far I could take this?
Okay, so whenever I saw how much my friend was making and how much his friend was making, which was like $20,000 a day, and, you know, making so much money. He now has amassed over $500,000 in profits. He has a G-Wagon, a Range Rover, a Honda Accord or Honda Civic, all 2021s at the age of 20. I think it's 20 or 21. I wish I could say it at the age of 21. But so for me, when I first started, like, I saw the money, but in my head, I was thinking of how much they made, which is the number one thing you shouldn't do. Don't ever compare yourself because your journey is different.
Yep.
But then I also thought, I was looking at the amount. So this is when I was at like $1,000 or $2,000. And I was like, dang, you know, to me, it felt like a lot of money, but I was like, I can't even buy, you know, two iPhones, you know, or this is someone's rent, you know, that they're paying. And so, like, what I think is a ton of money someone has to pay every month.
Yep.
So I had to figure out how to make even more and more and more to basically overcome that I can pay rent multiple times. So that was just my driving goal, was what can I buy in the real world with this? And so I think where a lot of people mess up, too, is they make money and then they fall in love with what they can do with the money before it's even their money, so they want more and more and more.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens is it shoots up, and they start getting greedy, and then when it shoots down, they get scared, because they're like, oh, no, you know, I wanted to buy this new pair of shoes. Now I don't know if I'll be able to, so they run with the money. But for me, it was different. Like, my bank account was still very low for the longest, and everything was just in Robinhood, just trying to grow it and trying to grow it.
That's crazy.
I was just really big on the education. And then, of course, a lot of lessons are learned through experience. And, you know, sometimes you learn expensive lessons. You lose a lot of money. I've definitely lost a lot of money in the market. But I've also made a lot more, so.
So are you primarily day trading or swing trading?
Swing trading. And why? Oh, what were you saying?
I was going to say, why is that?
Oh, it's because, so with Robinhood, they have this thing called the pattern day trader rule. So you can't day trade more than 3 times in a 5-day period, which means you can't effectively day trade. Because if you do day trade more than 3 times in a 5-day period, then you get banned for 90 days. So it's kind of frustrating. So for me, I had no other option but to basically swing. And then on top of that, I was getting into plays and then just waiting for them to pop off. So even if I put like $100 in a play and it made me like $105, it was just, it wasn't worth the day trade to me.
Right.
You know?
That makes sense.
I also think you can make a ton more with a swing trade than a day trade.
I agree with that.
Something I want to ask you is, like, first off, I'm going to say, listening to you talk, it doesn't even sound like we're talking to a 19.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm like, you seem much older than 19.
I know. And just, like, the stuff you were saying you were doing at 16, like, the thought process is really blowing my mind. I'm like, no 16-year-old that I knew when I was in high school was even thinking on that level.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to kind of go into this, because I can tell you're a real analytical person and you weigh a lot of different things before you make decisions when it comes to stocks. So, like,
yeah,
you dive more into your process as far as, like, when you're making those decisions, what things are you considering?
Okay, so when I first started trading, I was very big on fundamentals. So some of the key things I'll look for, what's currently going on in the market or what's upcoming in the market. So one of my biggest wins when I first started was Riot Blockchain. So it was a Bitcoin mining stock. And basically I saw an article and it was this previous hedge fund manager. And he was like, Bitcoin is projected to go to 100K by the end of 2021. That's what year we're in. Yeah. So he said that and I was looking at it and I was like, I looked at Bitcoin. Bitcoin was at $16,000. So I was like, okay, if this guy's predicting it to go to 100K, it can go to 50K and you'll still make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. You know, so I got a long term. I got a 2022 expiration for Riot because they were a top Bitcoin mining company. And I was like, I'm just going to hold it. Once Bitcoin hits 100K, I'll probably be a millionaire. You know, that's how I was thinking. So basically, I move based on, that's one of my fundamental ways, is just what's upcoming and what's in the news. And Riot went on to make me over $15,000, which is cool. I didn't sell. So I ended up actually selling for like $12,000. That's still a ton because I only spent $1,500 in total on Riot. I started with $295 and then I turned that $295 into $7,000. And then I had like another one that was like $800 or $700, I don't know, but turned that into like another $7,000. You know,
great return.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know how I could swing, because me now, I could never hold something for that long because I usually have more money in. But and then just thinking what's in the market. So right now, there's a lot of talk about vaccines and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people have been making money on Pfizer, because when you're talking about vaccines, everything vaccine related is going to shoot up. You know, even if it's, I know Moderna, I got like my dad's barber, I got him to start trading and he made $20,000 off Moderna. Off of like a $2,000 investment or $1,000 investment. So everything was just shooting up. I think one thing people don't take into account, though, is that news can be priced in. So a lot of the times, every single stock in that sector is going to go up off of anticipation, so the rumor. And then if you saw when the FDA announced that Pfizer was like the actual approved vaccine, Pfizer just stayed stagnant and then ended up going down because, you know, the news has come out, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's just one of my other reasons. And then fundamentals, there's earnings rallies. So basically leading up to earnings, a stock usually goes up in anticipation for what's to come. So that's one way that I would look at it as well. I'm trying to think of some of the other fundamental ones off the top of my head. But that's just some of the ways I would do it. And then now, though, I'm a lot more technical analysis because sometimes you're waiting so much on news. And one thing I noticed, once the market starts to break down and be really choppy, it's really hard to just focus on news. Because sometimes there's no news, you know. And so you're just kind of there waiting. But with technical analysis, it's just history repeating itself time and time again. So you can literally just predict where something's going. Like yesterday, I made $5,000 off of Roku simply just following a trend it already made in early February, March, April or something. And it was literally the exact same thing. And so, and I actually tweeted that. I tweeted that because I was too confident about it. Like, it was too obvious. And some people made money off of it. My friend made, like, $4,000. I know my dad made a couple hundred off of it. I don't know if anyone else got in because they didn't tell me. But, yeah, so that's kind of how I was thinking. But I think technical analysis is so important. I don't think it's possible to be a profitable trader without technical analysis unless you're just an insider. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way I just kind of see it. Or unless you just only trade when there's news and you're not like consistent every single day or every other day. And it's okay to take a break from trading. I think some people, they make a lot of money. And so every day you're trying to chase more and more money. Yep. And sometimes it's okay to chill and just take that time to not trade. But yeah, I went from a lot more fundamentals and now I'm like a lot of technical analysis. I really like technical analysis. Mm. It's fun too.
So what do you, in your opinion, what are some of the, because we know like most traders, mm-hmm. they end up losing money, especially you talk about new traders, early traders. So in your opinion, what's those biggest mistakes that these traders are making?
I love this question. okay, so one is FOMO. FOMO is the biggest one. FOMO is basically when you see someone made a ton of money, and so you automatically want to chase what they made a ton of money in because you think you'll make a ton. But I always tell people, if you get to the top of the mountain, what makes you think, like, if you keep trying to climb up, you're just going to fall.
Yep.
Like, you're going to be chasing air and just fall down. So, or even if you get to the top of a roller coaster, you know, when you get to the top, everyone's like, ah, and then it goes right down.
Right down.
So everyone tries to chase And that's like the big FOMO is I need to get into this. I need, and you put a ton of money because you see someone made a ton of money. Mm-hmm. So you want the get rich quick scheme of things. Another one is greed, which ties into the get rich quick scheme is, you know, you can be up a ton, but because, well, I'd say greed in comparison mixed, because you see someone else is up a ton, you're now like, okay, well, Kelly made this much, so I want to make this much. You know, I'm on the road there. You know, one that really shocked me was back in January or February, AMC was going crazy, right? Yep. So basically, we had a bunch of people in our group. We had AMC actually on our plays of the week, which is where we have our 95% success rate. It's really 100%. But, you know, if we miss 1 week, I don't want people to be like, I thought it was 100.
Yeah, you're right. 95.
But, no, we're really, now that I think about it, we're really good at what we do. But, yeah, so basically, people spent like $26, coincidentally, and we're turning it into $1,000 off one contract, one play overnight. And they did not sell. Because they were like, oh, AMC is going to keep going up. Yep. I'm going to make up. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. You turned $26 into over $1,000 and you're still holding. That is so much greed. And it's because that comparison. And it's also following the crowd. Like, people need to zoom out and just realize this is my story. This is my plan. This is my money. I'm not spending anyone else's money. Nobody else is spending my money. You know, so if someone says they're going to hold, that's fine. You know, maybe they have the capital to risk. But if you really needed that money and you're saying I'm going to hold because someone else is holding, you're doing that's yourself smart, a disservice. Yeah.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Because even I got an AMC, I was only in for a week. It might have been less than a week. And I flipped like $1,000 to like over $6,000 in a week. And when I got out, because I was telling everybody, I'm selling it because I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And everybody was like, you tripping. It's going to $100. I'm like, I don't think so. But even if you're right, I'm comfortable. I didn't expect to make no $5,000 off this anyway. Yeah. So this was just like a quick play for me. So people got to stop being greedy for real. When you got a W, if it's 20%, 30%, 40%, don't be just looking at everybody else, see what they doing. You got to be confident enough in your play to say, now let me take my bread and get the F on because I don't want to lose this. You know what I'm saying? You can't be greedy when it comes to this shit.
And I think it's also crazy because one of my admins, he did an internship at Goldman Sachs this summer. And so he was telling me that, you know, they would like get super excited to be like, my portfolio returned 11% this year, you know, like over a year you made 11%. And if you've ever traded options, 11% is like 2 minutes of being in a trade. So I don't think people realize that if you're long-term investing, even making 10% on a portfolio is insane. You know, so you're making 10% in a trade and you're still like, not even 10%, you're making like 200, 300, 400%. And you're just like, I want more, you know? And so it's not okay to kind of just, you know, like stick to your plan and remember this is your account and this is your investing and this is your money. And so, you know, even if it's an extra 100 a day, that 100 a day, or not 100 a day. Oh, well, you can do 100 a day. You know, that adds up to what, an extra 3,000 a year, which is a lot of, like, if I handed you $3,000 right now, you take it, you know? So I don't think people, I like to always say zoom out. Because if you look at the bigger picture, you know, even if you make $100 a day, that's an extra
$3,000 a month.
$3,000.
Oh, so my math. Yeah. That's an extra $36,000 a year.
Yeah, and that's a lot, you know. And with options, you can easily do something like that. You can easily have a day where you make $700, and you should relax and be like, okay, I'm not going to trade for the next week.
Yep.
You know, but people don't zoom out that way. They're just in a rush. You know, it's so crazy because today I posted how my friend went from 100 to 13K, like $100 to 13,000 within 4 hours. And my phone was blowing up. It's actually blowing up right now still. And I could just see the Instagram notifications. So I know they're DMing me. And everyone's like, what play was this? How much do I need to put in? What do you do? And I just wasn't responding because I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I post about options every day and people are like, but then I post $100 to 13K and they want the get rich quick scheme, you know? And if you actually like start with $100 and you just really try and take your time to learn and grow it, you can make 13K. It may take you 3, 4, 5 months, but
that's
you
worth
still
it.
Made 13K.
That's worth it. That's worth it. Go ahead, D.
And something, I do got a question before I go into that. I want to highlight that she said she's made her friends' money, her dad's money, her barber money. Like, This girl has literally said everybody you could think of, she's made the money. And that's the dopest thing that I love about your story. Because it's like, when you're in a position to win, the only thing you can do is put the people around you to win, too. Yeah, it's the only right thing to do.
And if you're really getting money, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do. But I want you, so let's get into it. Let's get into cash capital investments. Like, mm-hmm. when did you start that? You know, tell us, go into it. Just tell us all the details.
Okay, so when I had first started trading, I actually posted, you know, I was posting, like, I would post my actual results. I would say, today I started trading, let me update you on my week, you know, that mm-hmm. type of thing. And because I was having so much success, people were like, Kelly, what is this? What is this? Because the get rich quick scheme effect, they really wanted it. And I was cool with it. Whether you're in it for a get rich quick scheme or not, you know, what you do with your money is not my business. As long mm-hmm. as you make something, that's what matters. So I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm solidified enough to really like post my plays or whatever, but I will teach people how to do it. So that's what I'll make the group as, an actual e-learning platform. And, I didn't realize this, but my friend who had made like $40,000, I was asking him all the time, you know, for help. And I was like, you know, do you think I'm good enough to like do a group? And he was like, Kelly, $26 to $3,000 is $260 to $30,000. Like, just realize that. And that's when I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's crazy. But I also wanted to make sure it wasn't beginner's luck. So I actually was a part of another group and I was a moderator for them. And I was super active in the group. I was always dropping plays, you know, that type of thing. And I started to realize they weren't, like, the actual owners of the group weren't that active. There was a clear hierarchy system where they felt like they were better than you, or it seemed like that. I don't want to say that they did. And then on top of that, a lot of the members would come in, and they would just drop plays. And people would be like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm doing. And so I started to realize, when you're marketing this, you're marketing to people who don't know. So people mm-hmm. come in and you have no resources to teach them. You just have, get into this. And they're like, okay, well, how? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, when I make my group, I'm going to focus it on really trying to help people and having all those resources and, you know, just all of that so that all their questions can be answered and stuff like that. So I posted on my social media. I was running it with my boy, Demichi, and we were just posting it and like going crazy with it. And I say going crazy, but we had like 50 members and we would be in the room like on FaceTime like, yo, we just got 50 members, you know, that type of thing. And I don't know, it was just crazy to me because I would teach them and like it was, I literally like, if you're in the group, you can search in talking to myself and you'll see me back in like early December saying, I feel like I'm talking to myself because I would talk so much in the group. And, you know, 50 members, maybe three will be active.
Right.
Yeah.
And so nobody was responding to me. Until one day I was like, you know, I want to go on TikTok and tell them about this, you know, because this is crazy. And so I went on TikTok and I was like, here's how I turned $26 into $3,000. And I was playing Among Us with my friends. And then the group just started saying, this person joined, this person. Like, it was just like going crazy. And I went to look at my TikTok and it was at 8,000 views. And this is my first TikTok ever. So I was like, what the heck? And so that's when the group just started getting thousands of members. And that's when I had to start making a support team because I wanted to make sure people's questions were answered. I feel like if you're going to pay me to be able to help you, that's what I really want to make sure I can do. Even if I can't help you individually, I still try to talk all the time in the group, answer questions. We have daily voice chats, so every single day you can come and talk to us and ask any questions that you may have. So, yeah, I really like it being an e-learning platform, but just coincidentally, we were blessed to be able to have such an excellent success rate and win rate every single week on our plays. And it's not just like, you know, a 10% gain and we're like, oh, it profited. I'm talking we're consistent 100, 200, 300% gains every week. And sometimes I can't believe it. Like, I'll just be in my room, like, screaming. Because like, I see all the people in our success chat where they're posting their profits. And so to me, it's, like, super huge.
That's dope. That's extremely dope, man. Salute to you again for that. And I want to, because I seen you talk about this on, I can't remember if it was Instagram or TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about making $1,000 a day at 19.
Oh, yeah.
And that's extremely dope to me because this is this conversation is dope because it's all the people that they could take motivation and information from this and apply it to their lives. And you so young and doing it, which is amazing. So, like, how are you doing that?
Okay. Like, so whenever I do say that, it's actually strictly from trading.
Okay.
So, and I post my profits like every single day, like pretty much every single day, unless I forget, like today I forgot, but, I post it every day, and you can literally track on my Instagram. It's like up 1,000, up 2,000, up 3,000. But I didn't start there. You know, I started being up a couple hundred, a couple, you know, dollars. But I still was, it was a lot to me because I had no money at the time. And so eventually I did get to the point, though, where it was consistent $1,000 days. And that was from trying to build my account, learning a lot of lessons along the way, blowing my account, having to rebuild my account, you know, that type of stuff. But of course, it's from trading primarily. And then, of course, the group also pays me a very generous amount. Mm. But that's why I like to always give back. I like to do a lot of giveaways. I like to show them that they're appreciated. And I like to really put my time and effort into making sure there's improvements, that they're being paid attention to. Because I don't want people to think, oh, you just took our money and ran. Because that's what a lot of quote-unquote gurus are seen as, is you pay them a ton of money and they kind of abandon you or give you, you know, BS information or stuff that's outdated, you know, stuff like that. And I don't want that because I always say it. And I think even Meech told me that. Meech is the one I started Cash Capital with at first before he went to go do No Owners, the greatest clothing brand on the planet. Shout out to Meech. But yeah, he would always be like, Kelly, I just don't get it. Like, how are you okay if you were poor, if everyone else was making money? You know, because I don't know why either, but I've just always known like my purpose is to help others. And I always say, well, there was one thing, this I was talking to a billionaire investor once, and he told me Wells Fargo isn't going to follow you behind your hearse, you know. So I always say, when you die, all your money stays on earth. You know, it goes to whoever it goes to, whether that's collections, whether that's family. But the impact you leave will always be remembered. You know, nobody talks about Martin Luther King's money, but they always remember what he did for America. You know, so that's the type of person I want to be, even if it's not on a global scale, but really just person to person. Because I remember my friend, we were doing job interview examples in my sophomore year of high school. And this one guy, you know, they asked him, what's a quote that means a lot to you? And he was like, you die twice, once when you physically die, and a second time when the last person says your name. And that was so deep to me because I was like, wow, you know, I don't want the last person to ever say my name. I want to be remembered forever. And so it goes with impact. So that's why I'm really big on actually producing and delivering and helping people. And if I was to lose everything today, but because someone learned a skill that I helped them learn, they're still making money, like, I'm completely fine with that.
You know? That's dope.
I just want to say real quick, if y'all was ever looking for an example of a real millionaire mindset, Kelly honestly is a living example. Like, I just, everything you've been saying is just so beautiful. Like, for you to be so young and mentally be in this space, like, it's super inspirational, and it's just like so refreshing to
hear.
Thank you
so much.
That's hard. And another question I had, because I know this is, you know, people always want the
Nothing.
No. But the questions they want to ask is like the clickbaity questions. They be like, oh, so how long, like the time duration from the $26 to hitting the six figures, how long was that?
Okay, I started trading in November. I officially did it actually this month. So let's just do backwards math. November is the 11th. August is the 8th. 9 months?
9 months.
Yeah.
That's
actually a very short amount of time.
Especially to start with $26 and turn that to $100,000 and I don't care if it was 3 years. That's impressive.
No, because I always think there was one thing my sister told me, and this is actually regarding relationships, but it makes sense just in life in general. She'd asked me, she was like, Kelly, when do you plan, or how long do you plan to live? And I was like, you know, 100 years old, you know, that type of thing. And she was like, okay, so you're 19 right now. So let's just say you're 20. And she just was kind of talking about like separating yourself from other people and taking time to work on yourself. And she said, what is, you know, maybe 3, 4, 5 years in the grand scheme of 100 or the 80 years you have left, you know? And so basically she was saying, if you take 3, 4, 5 years away from to just grow yourself, you can be with whoever you want to be with for 75 years.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think people zoom out and realize that if you just work really hard for a couple years, it sounds like a long time, but in the grand scheme of life, that's so short.
It's very short.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, I always tell people, because the first question a lot of people ask me is, how much money do you think I can make? Like, how quickly do you think I can make money? And, I don't like that question because I'm like, you need to slow down, because if you're looking for the same results as someone who worked really hard by doing less work, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
That's just a blind wake-up call. And I always tell them, another thing is people look at me sometimes and they're like, oh, you make so much money and all this. And I always say, you know, you could make more. Because I'm sure there was someone making a ton of money when Jeff Bezos was 19. But 20 years later, he's the richest man in the world. So mm-hmm. you sometimes are looking at someone and envying someone that you don't know that in the next couple of years, you could be 10 times richer mm-hmm. than them. And then to reverse mm-hmm. that, sometimes you look down on people because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, you don't have as much money as me. You're not doing what I'm doing. But in the next 10, 20 years, they could be doing 10 times what you're doing. To mm-hmm. them, what you have is little, you know, that type of thing.
It's all about running your race. That's what people got to understand. Because at the end of the day, if you focus and you're doing what you want to do, you're handling business, time will tell. Like, it's a race. Like, this mm-hmm. shit is really a marathon. Like Nipsey used to say, it's really a marathon. And people might get rich quick. They have their spurts and they might be going crazy. But if you keep doing what you're doing, and don't even think about as a competition, like competing with anybody else, because you're really just competing with yourself. But time will tell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could think about, I had conversations now. Like, looking back 4 years ago, like when I was just getting into business, seeing people that was on a certain level, and now 4 years later, it's people that are like, damn, they're not there no more. Mm-hmm. They're not popping, they're not doing what they're doing to still be here. So I know another 4 years from now, it's going to be the same conversation. So you always got to, it's your race, you got to keep going because you don't want to fall off. And we damn sure ain't trying to fall off.
Yeah, so no, honestly, I'm not. Yeah. But I always tell people that because I always tell them, stop looking at how much I make. I can risk more because I've made more. Mm-hmm. Anytime someone says, how much should I start with? I always say like as little as possible, only what you're willing to lose. Don't come in like, okay, I'm going to start with $5,000. Like, challenge yourself and see if you can start with 100. Because mm-hmm. at that point, if you turn 100 into 1,000, now you have $900 profit. So basically $900 that you can lose because it was free money.
That's a fact.
Rather than if you start with 4,000, you know, you make 2,000 and then you lose three. Now you're at a negative $1,000 deficit. And you know, I don't want anyone at that level. I always just say, focus on you. But it's super easy to compare. I always say, instead of comparing, use it as motivation. Mm-hmm. You know, and tell yourself, okay, they did this in 9 months. I want to do it in five. But even if you don't reach it in that five, look at the progress and the growth that you've had and see, is this something I'm satisfied with? And usually it will be. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you say, you know, I want to make $10,000 this month and then you fall short, you make $5,000. That's still a ton of money extra that you made in the month. Mm-hmm. So it's really just kind of looking at it. Because that's what, an extra $60,000 a year?
That's $60,000 a year.
You know, that's crazy.
But that's why they say, what's the saying? Aim for the stars.
Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars. That's why they say that. And that's why, in my opinion, I talk about this all the time. I say everybody should at least aim to become a millionaire. Because worst case scenario, let's say you hit 20% of that. 20% of a million is $200,000. The average American with $200,000 is a decent lifestyle. They can live okay. So that's why you have to shoot for even if you don't think you could achieve it in your mind, you still have to kind of shoot for it. Because worst case scenario, you hit 10% of it, you're still going to be in a pretty good life. And that's low. That's low. If you just want to live a life, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's decent for the average person. But if you're really trying to be ambitious and really go crazy, obviously you want to shoot 100 million, shoot for a billion. You hit 10% of that, that's 100 million. 100 million, you're still in a good-ass position.
An amazing position. You could live off that for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
You definitely could. Yeah. Something I want to ask you, which is something I know everybody out there, like we've already kind of hit on it a couple times, they want to know is, do you think there's actually a secret to trading?
No. I think the biggest secret is really just doing what works best for you. So it's the same way a lot of people with technical analysis, right? There's so many different strategies. And pretty much every single one of them work for somebody. You know, it may not work for you. Maybe there's another strategy that you find works better. Some people like using a whole lot of indicators, which is basically just different tools that you can use to kind of predict a stock's movement. Some people just like using trend lines, which is when you can tell past movement and you just keep doing the same thing over and over. You know, so I don't think there's a secret. I think it really just depends on how much time and effort are you putting into trying to get better at it. You know, you put so many years into college, which we love college, by the way. I'll never put down going to college. But you put so many years into going to college just to, you know, get a job and so many years of education. That's what, from kindergarten to your bachelor's degree, that's 17 years of school. And so you put all that time into really furthering your knowledge in general and in life and to getting a good job. Why is it that after a month of trying to learn something and failing, you're like, oh, I can't do this anymore? You know, if you know that it's somewhere you want to be and you see people that are achieving it, that should be your main motivation of, if they figured it out, I have to find a way to figure it out. You know, and that's how I kind of think as well, just in general when I'm, you know, doing any type of anything, you know, even with school, you know, a lot of people will tell me, why are you in school still? And, you know, you make all this money. Yeah, I'm still in school.
Well, that's what's up.
School. Yeah, I'm my second year of college, and I'm aiming to get that 4.0.
Wow, okay, that's a loot, that's a loot.
Yeah, so for me, it's not about the money. Money doesn't give you knowledge. You know, some people who have never seen, you know, maybe $10,000, $100,000, have so much knowledge and so much information they can give you, because life works off experience. It doesn't work off of money. Nope. It doesn't work off of wealth. You know, so a lot of people see money as like this top tier thing, when it's the knowledge these professors are giving you, or just people in general that you're interacting with when you're walking on campus or just in class, they're the ones that are really helping you in life. You know, I always say influence is the number one most powerful thing on this planet, because every single one of us, our personalities are based off of who we saw someone, or what we saw someone doing, or who we saw talking or communicating, what we saw them, you know, liking, their passions. And so that type of thing is what ignited us, is that influence. Sometimes, okay, so for me, right, I always go on YouTube and I'll search up day in the life of a millionaire, because that's where I aspire to be at and more. And so I will look at it and you see the way they live their life. You know, they wake up early, they read books, they work out, all that. And so that, it starts to influence you to, okay, let me start waking up early. Let me start reading. Let me start working out, because clearly it's working, you know. So I always say, like, yes, with money comes a lot of experience and a lot of good things, but a lot of the greatest knowledge comes from people who may not even have, you know, 10% of what you have.
That's a fact.
And you could lose it all. And so if you now look down on someone because they don't have as much money as you, and then you lose all the money you have, you know, it's going to be really embarrassing, because now people start to discredit you.
Discredit you.
You know? But that's what happens to people, is they make a lot of money. You know, I saw this post my friend posted the other day. He made $2,000 off Airbnb, which is really good, you know, $2,000 in the month. And then he went on to say, if you're still a quote unquote broke college student in 2021, you're dumb and lazy or something. And I was like, oh my, you could have just posted the screenshot and went on with your day and we would have been cool. But it was when he started to put other people down. And so to me, I look at that, right, as someone who $2,000 is a really bad day for me. And I look at that and I'm like, this dude, that's nothing to somebody. And so you look embarrassing to people who aren't, because one thing I've learned from communicating with a lot of millionaires or just really successful people is they are super happy and they don't wish anything bad on anyone. They don't put anyone down. You know, they really support you. And so when I see someone putting someone else down, because if you're still a broke college student, you have to understand people's times are different. People's life is different. People's priorities are different. Some people don't want money. They just want to have the education or truly chase a passion. And just understand that not everyone is as fortunate as you are. Not everyone is as blessed. So rather than being like, hey, because I think like in a marketing standpoint, so rather than being like, if you're still a broke college student, blah, blah, you could have been like, if you want to learn how to really start making money off Airbnb, DM me. And then you could just charge them like $100. You know, just for the sauce. And now you've created another source of income because you've monetized what you're good at. You know, so that's why, instead of putting people down and saying, you can't do this, monetize what you're good at and help them.
No, that's a fact.
You know?
And I think people just let their egos get in the way a lot of the time when it comes to business. And that's a main reason I think a lot of people fail to progress, because they let their ego hold them back and prevent them from truly doing what they're supposed to do.
But y'all sleeping on what she said. Y'all, that's just not gonna pass me. Like I didn't catch that. She gonna say $2,000 for me is a bad day.
Yeah, I'm like pop your shit.
I love it. I love it. I love to hear stuff like that. Talk your shit. I love it. But that's I want to ask you, as far as companies that you're looking to invest in, because this is another thing that people always want to know when you talk to people that's in the stock market. So if you don't mind sharing, like, name some companies that you're actively interested in right now.
Oh, my gosh. I will tell you my favorite stock, and I've said this for months, is Square. Because Cash App is one of the most widely known used forms of transferring payment, as much as Zelle is a lot more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, they've integrated buying cryptos on there. They've integrated buying stocks on there. You know, it's only a matter of time before they get into trading. Their CEO is the CEO of Twitter, which is like the most, you know, carefree social network. And so I kind of just look at it like there's so many things that Square is implementing on top of, you know, you can have your own payments. You can literally use them to accept payments in your own store rather than just sending it, you know. And so I look at that and I'm like, Square has so much potential and just where they're going. And I was saying this back when Square was at like the early 200s. Now it's at like 260 area, 270. It reached a high of like 280 2 weeks ago. And then Square is super fun to trade because it can run $10 to $20 in a day, which can make you hundreds to thousands, you know, just off that movement. I really like Roku just because streaming platforms are blowing up.
Yep.
And Roku in itself is the number one streaming platform at the moment. I like Apple because Apple consistently, like, breaks their earnings, so they're consistently making more and more and more and more and more money. And nobody's gonna, we're also attached to iPhones. Like, Samsung could come out with a new phone that'll literally take you back to the future and we'll be like, just wait till Apple does it. Apple's gonna catch up.
It's still got that green text message, it's dead.
Boom.
If they got the blue, it's over with. It's over with. But no, that's extremely, because those are all companies that we invest in as well. So, I like that list. And I want to ask you this, because get to a point where you're making money. Like I seen, you copped the Lexus. You copped the Porsche too, right?
No, I rented the
Porsche.
I had to put on the photo. I was like, rental, not mine. Because I had rented a Tesla for a YouTube video and because my sister had to come back, so she had to use my car. So I rented a Tesla, you know, for fun and to use as a YouTube video. The Tesla got a flat tire, so I had to get another car. And the Porsche just so happened to be a very great price for a Porsche. Okay. So I was like, I'm going to get it. But it didn't help that it had paper tags. So then whenever I took the pictures, everyone's like, you bought a Porsche? And I was not yet.
You bought a Lexus. And I seen you talk about how you bought it cash. But that's all those things is extremely amazing to do that at 19. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about, like, now that you're making good money, the preserving side. So what's some of the things and strategies you're doing? Because you're making good money when it comes to trading and stuff, but the stuff that you're doing to keep the money that you're making.
I'm not going to lie. I literally just tell myself, don't look at the bank account. Because I have an accountant, right? So at the end of every month, we will go over my expenses. And that's all I need to know. She'll be like, oh, you made this much. I'm like, okay, that's cool. How much did I spend? What can I write off? You know, so that's, I just look at the expenses because I told myself right now there's literally not, I mean, lately I've been feeling a lot more like an adult because I've been having to pay for a lot of things like my tuition. Then I didn't know after you pay for your tuition, you got to pay for access codes. Then I had to pay for all the furniture in my apartment. And then it's just like a whole lot of, and then to grown come up here, stuff.
You're a grown up. No.
Yeah, like to come here, I was at school. And so when y'all had emailed me, I booked the first flight, you know, and then when I had to book the flight, it was, then it's like, get the rental car, and then it's like, oh my gosh, you know. And it's like, I don't want to ever ask my parents, because I'm in such a blessed position where they've sacrificed so much for me that I don't want to be like, can you take care of it? I can afford it, you know, so I'm going to do it. But for me, it's just, I told myself, there's not really much necessary expenses I need, so I'm not going to overspend. Unless I need it for maybe write-off purposes or, you know, whatever that may be. So, you know, really it's just, I just don't look at my bank account. And every once in a while I go look at it and I'm like, oh, you know, like, you know, you get really excited. But I just am really big on if I do not need it, I'm not going to get it. The only things that I've been making a little bit of a stretch on, maybe a couple designer shoes. Or just shoes in general.
We all enjoy those things, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. Make good money,
there's
nothing wrong with that. Like, I literally had this conversation with my friend yesterday. We was on the phone for like 4 hours just talking. Because we done grown our brands and our business tremendously. Mm-hmm. So we both make good money now. And we pretty much down there like the same age. And she was talking about how long she was depriving herself of getting like nice, dope things, and she had to like talk herself into getting a new condo and talk herself and getting to a new car and all those things. I'm like, literally the same shit happened with me, like moving to Dallas. We had to, when we upgraded and got the nice place we had to, like, knowing we had the money to do it, it was still like a psychology thing. Like, I had to mentally tell myself, like, yo, you deserve this. You've been working your ass off, you've been saving, you've been investing.
It's
like,
okay.
It's okay to spend some money, like, you ain't gotta penny pitch and save every damn dime. Like, it's okay to treat yourself to nice things.
And then, like, sometimes I think of it, I don't spend a lot, but sometimes I think of it like, well, Kelly, it's okay if you spend $1,000 on these shoes because you'll make it back tomorrow on the market. You know how to make it back. So it's crazy because when you learn the skill of trading, spending money becomes less of a liability because you know that you have something that can literally pay you on your time.
Yep.
So I don't know, but that's just kind of how I, that's the only way I, where, wow, that language right there in my mouth just, but that's the only place I'll cut corners is clothing. You know, I've tried to get a lot more business casual clothing because my family gets mad at me all the time. I wear the same jacket, biker shorts, and slides or Vans. They're looking at me now. But
he like, yeah, she do.
But yeah,
that's investing in yourself.
That's investing in yourself.
Yeah, like I just, now you can kind of see a little bit of flashy things on me. Maybe like my shoes right now. There's some Giuseppe's.
Oh, okay. She got some Giuseppe's on. She clean. But, she clean, y'all. Y'all might not be able to see it. She clean.
But yeah, but before that, you know, I didn't buy a lot of stuff. I didn't wear a lot of stuff. Now, you know, I cut corners. I make sure I get every no owner's drop except the last one. Meech, I really want that jacket. Yeah. But, but yeah, and it's crazy to me because at school, you know, everyone that sees me, oh, Kelly, you're rich. And I'm like, how you know? I don't even know I'm rich half the time, you know, because I've always stayed the same person. I haven't changed because of the money. I haven't spent a whole lot because of the money. But sometimes it can get a little irritating when all you hear is I'm rich, or, you know, like people are only trying to be your friend because of what you have. But I'm really big on knowing who was there before. Mm-hmm. I keep my family very close to the point where if I'm buying a pair of shoes, I'm like, I should probably buy them a pair of shoes too. You know, so anytime I go to like Neiman's, I come back with a pair of shoes for me and then somebody else in the family, you know, that type of thing. But I'm really big on that. Definitely a huge spoiler because I also believe in spending money on experiences, not things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, getting a shirt or shoes, like they're all great. But at some point, like I have 3 pairs of Dior's and I'm like known for scuffing them. Because they all have little scuff marks, you know, and they were all like $1,000 shoes. But imagine if I put that $1,000 into, like, for example, we went to Atlanta for a family reunion, and we went to Six Flags over Georgia. Or is it Six Flags? I think it's Six Flags over Georgia. I'm going to just say Six Flags. So we went to Six Flags, and I spent, like, I think it was $2,000 on flash passes for the whole family. And it still sounds like a crazy number to me, but it's like we at least got to enjoy every ride because we knew we were a big group and nobody wanted to pay. And I was like, you know, I'm in a blessed position. You know, in a couple years, we're going to remember how we were all a family.
You know,
Six Flags.
You're not going to be tripping over the 2,000.
Yeah. So I just believe that if you are going to spend money, spend it on something you really feel is worth it, not something you're using to impress other people. Because that's, for the most part, society and social media now is spending a lot of money they don't have to impress people that don't really care. They'll see it for like 5 seconds and they'll be like, oh yeah, that's so nice. You look so clean, bro. And then they remember that they have priorities and problems and issues that they mm-hmm. have to deal with. So they go focus on that. And you're so busy wondering who's seeing me. Like I told my brother for his first day of school, he was like, what should I wear? And I was like, wear the most basic outfit. Because on the first day, everyone's busy worried about, are you looking at them? That they're not going to be looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, for the first week, just do whatever. And then second week, pop out with your best fits. And everyone's going to notice because they've run out of their best fits within that first week.
That's really happy.
No, that's really happy when school, when you be like, damn. Now, day 3, you like, man, I have to put some more pieces together to figure this shit out.
Stressed out.
Nah, for real. But something that I really like that you said, that you figured out at an early age is you're not attaching money to your time. You're not attaching time to money. And that's mm-hmm. a huge thing when people realize that. Because I know it took me a while to learn that. Because I used to think, oh, I work X amount of hours, I get X this kind of paycheck. But you really shouldn't think like that. You could just think, if I could do this, and I could make money. I could still be at the crib, sitting my ass on the couch, or doing whatever I want to do, being comfortable at a movie theater. I still know how to make money from wherever I'm at, and it's not going to be attached to my time. I can make this amount in 15, mm-hmm. 20 minutes if I just do this right now. And you figured that out early, so I definitely want to salute you on that.
Of course. It always like makes me a little bit upset because I saw my friend. This made me so mad the other day. So I saw my friend at school, and she was telling me about how she was working for an apartment complex, and she was like, oh, Kelly, last week I worked 109 hours. And I was like, 109 hours? And she was, so I was looking at his face. He did not like that. But she worked 109 hours. And I was like, okay, well, how much do they pay you? She was like, well, they pay me $9 an hour. First of all, I was thinking, ain't this a little bit illegal? Yeah. Because I thought we were supposed to have a 40-hour work week as a full-time week, but maybe I'm incorrect.
She worked 109 hours in a week.
But she said she did that for $9 an hour, 109 hours. She was like, you know, my paycheck was pretty good. And I went to go, like, did the math, and it was under $1,000. And then you got to remember, they're going to take out money for taxes. Mm-hmm. So you worked 109 hours, and you didn't even make $1,000. And that made me really upset because I was like, there's no way. You know, sometimes I think of it, how is it so easy for me? Now, of course, I don't discredit myself and, like, how much I've worked. But it's, how is it so easy for me? And there are people who have the work ethic but just don't have the opportunity. They don't know stuff like this exists. Yeah, so... You know, that's just so crazy to me. And people really do attach that, you know. There was another guy who posted on Snap the other day, would you work 60 hours for $1,500? And I was like, no. you know, but that's also because I've been blessed enough to kind of know. So I always try to tell people, you can trade to make that money or just to make another source of income, you know, and it'll help. But, you know, of course, as we've grown up, all people know is job. And then when it comes to investing, it's like, it's real scary because they don't want to lose their money. They just want to know that it's guaranteed, which is why they have their jobs. There's nothing wrong with having a job. I always tell people, if you do have a job, use that money to fund another source of income or fund your trading account. That way, you know, if you do lose money in the markets or somewhere else, you'll make it back from your job. You know?
Even a job isn't guaranteed. You could get fired tomorrow and lose that stream of income completely. But so it's all about how you think about it.
But it ain't nothing wrong with it, though, because I don't like... When people, this one I'll be really knowing, like, you can't be a real boss if you're sitting on people in 9-to-5s. Because if you're a real boss, that means you got people that work for you. Mm-hmm. And why would you downplay people that work for you, knowing they got a 9-to-5? So it's like, everybody got a role. Everybody ain't going to be the chief. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and that's fine. So you can be content, you know what I'm saying? As long as you, you know what I'm saying, do what you need to do. And you love, so it's people that love their job. Mm-hmm. So why would you chill on them? There ain't nothing wrong with that. So that's how I see it.
And most of the time... If you really think about it, I think sometimes this is one mistake I would say that I made early on and someone pointed out to me, so I had to fix it. And then because someone pointed that out to me, I started noticing in other people was once people get that CEO title or I own a business type of title, they feel really entitled and they feel really big, bold, and I'm the boss. And so they start to treat people like you are literally below them. But what you don't realize is the people that are working for you they're the ones that are keeping your business running.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they all quit, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
You know, so really you serve the people that work for you and you kind of have to make sure that they're happy and that they're content. And I don't think people really think about that because when you first start, you love the title and it almost gets to your head. Like there's a song and it's like, it's big CEOs, you stupid. And it's like, oh, that's so great, you know, but that really doesn't mean anything because, you know, the people under you are who is growing. Like, for example, if every Apple employee quit their job right now, like, the CEO really just gets the title and the glory. Like, Tim Cook gets all the, you know, glory and, you know, praise for Apple. Like, I was watching CNBC yesterday, and they said Apple stock is up over 1,000% since Tim Cook became CEO. But you have to think, who are all the employees that are making those transactions possible? And who are all the people that are building the phones and all the engineers and all that? And those are the people that you have to make sure are happy. Because if they're not happy and they're not satisfied working for you because you're not serving them properly, they're going to leave.
You're a servant. Mm-hmm. You're a servant to your employees. You're a servant to your customers. That's just business, if you're a real business. But that's... I'm gonna get ready to wrap up. This was dope, man. This is. I'm glad you was able to come through and do this. Like, we really appreciate you taking time out your schedule to come rock with us, come on the show, and give us some game. But before we let you go, I want you to plug all your stuff where people can find you, follow you. They want to join the group, everything.
So every one of my social medias is at Kelly OG. So KELLYOHGE. We just sang the alphabet, basically. But that's all my social media: Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And if you want to join my group, the greatest trading group on this planet, I promise you won't regret it. It is cashcapitalinvest.com. Our social media handles are at invest with cash. So at INVESTWITC. Whoa. THCASH. excuse the typo, but yeah, good, so you that is where you can find me and all my info. Feel free to reach out to me. I answer pretty much every single DM. I look at all my DMs for the most part. And if you don't get a response from me, that's really weird because I respond to everything. Like my request will say 99 and by the end of the week, it'll say like 3. So, and those are probably bots.
What's up?
So, yeah.
What's up? And Deanna, what's your info where people can find you or follow you?
You can find me on Instagram at Deanna Kent, Twitter Deanna S. Kent, and you can find me on YouTube at Lessons in Life and Luxury. And if you haven't already, make sure you guys go cop the Xavier's Crypto Guide.
I almost forgot. This episode is also officially sponsored by My Official Crypto Guide. That's right. I'm going over everything I've learned in crypto these past 4 years when I started investing in 2017. I go over coins you should invest in long term. This is a long term play. This is not no quick overnight play. It's a long term play if you're willing to sit and invest and wait. You're going to be all right. I named some coins. I talk about paying taxes, platforms, like everything you need to know and get involved in crypto. Talk about the money I made and all that good stuff. You go to www.god2crypto.com to get that today. What's up?
And one more thing, you guys, if you guys are still tuned in and listening, we have a very special announcement coming within the next few days. So, guys, make sure you turn on your notifications for Millionaire Mindsets and be on the lookout.
Yeah, you're right about that. I forgot. I mean, shit, we might as well say it.
Hey, drop so, it in.
All right. So September 17th, we're doing an in-live podcast in Dallas with the great Aisha Seldon, the real estate legend, super cold in real estate. It'll be September 17th. More details coming out. It's going to be a live studio audience. You're going to limit it to, it will be 30 seats. So we're going to have 30 tickets. Y'all going to have to get that fast. We also going to do virtual tickets. So if you want to watch virtually, you could do that as well. Like I said, that's September 17th. The link will be out soon with the great Aisha Seldon. So make sure y'all tap in for that. But that's all we got for y'all. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, at Xavier C. Miller. Follow the podcast, all that good stuff. That's all we got for y'all. See you guys next episode. Peace.
You gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.